Third pack of Mikvahs, third Mishnah. This is different than the previous Mishnah because of Leo's talking about a bar which was predominantly kosher water and just had Gimalugim of Maim Shuvim. Here we're talking about an entire body of water is Maim Shuvim. And there's a waterway which, according to Bartanura and the Rash, is talking about a waterway which is not a Mayon that is an entire as it's moving, because if so, it will entire everything. The Torah Bat is just a rainwater which does not have the power to be Matai. There are those that disagree that even by a Mayon it also won't be Matai. But I'll call upon him, let's go with his opinion. So it says, La'olam hu'psula t'choshev shelo yishtam and avyishonim shelo yishalukim. It remains bipsuloi, unless you can make a cheshbon that you don't have three lugim from the original amount. So this is a different cheshbon than the previous Mishnah. Which is, in the previous Mishnah, we said that if you only had three lugim mayim psulim, and now, let's say the body of water that it passed was 20 saw, so as long as you get a little bit over 20 saw out of it, we assume those 20 saw are the pasul waters, and whatever remains is kosher, even though scientifically it may not be that way, but since it's only a psul, Derabonon, so we say toilet. That's a din in Derabonon. We say with toilet that the bad waters came out. Over here, that all the water is Ashuvim, which is a still the rice according to Menu Yishoinim. So over here, we're not so makil, and we have to have enough water to come out to much more water to come out. In other words, if you had 20 sun in the beginning and 20 sun came out, we would not say the entire 20 soim are from the shuvim water. We'd say it's percentage. If you have 60% shuvim in respect to the amount of water that came in, so we assume that only 60% of the water came out was shuvim. So you have to add enough water till going to your cheshbon, you won't have gimalugim remaining of that first body of water. Shnayim shoyim atilam mikvah zelugim mekvah zelugim mechsa. Two people were pouring into a mikvah, each one 1.5 lugim. Someone squeezes out his garment and also water is dripping in from different places. Or he's pouring out from a kli that has little holes in it. And the water is coming out in various streams. He says it's kosher since they're not coming out, the three lugim are not coming out from the same place. They say since the magic is pouring at the same time, they combine to give a lugim. It says when you put it in one stream of give a lugim, not when it comes from different places. They didn't say that. They fell into it. How did they fall into it? Even from various places, as long as it came in the same time, the moment started.